2 Timothy chapter 3, which we were reading in our last podcast, begins this way, verse 1. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. These words were written 2,000 years ago. Not much has changed, you might be thinking to yourself. Well, indeed not, for Paul pens these words to describe the last days, the time between Christ's appearing and Christ's return, the days we live in now. But the more important question is this: what is Paul's advice about these times? How do we live in these times? There are two things. Firstly, Paul is not afraid to say, look at me. Verse 10, you, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. Paul doesn't say these words boastfully, but he says them as a reality check and as an encouragement. He's laying down an expectation for these believers that the apostle has not been spared these things, so might not they. Verse 12, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. The encouragement is that the Lord has rescued him from all these things. Verse 11. Secondly, Paul's advice about living in these times is to rely upon the word of God. Verse 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Paul's words to Timothy, a young church leader, Paul's words to us all in these last days, is to continue in what you have learned and become convinced of. The scriptures that make you wise for salvation, the scriptures that equip you for every good work. As the Apostle James says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.